Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's Motivational AIM targets God understands the pain of the boundary. Thanks for listening to the Boundary Series, where I am providing Bible-based examples of God honoring boundaries and the importance of enforcing them. Many people understand the importance of setting boundaries, but struggle to do so. One reason could be because when a person enforces boundaries, it requires a constant level of accountability and responsibility. And on top of that, it doesn't feel good or doesn't feel comfortable. Although enforcing a boundary might not feel too good, boundaries are necessary for one's overall development and growth. There are cases and situations or scenarios where people will stay in a state of stagnation because when they enforce boundaries, it serves as an inconvenience for people. And people are telling them, this is so inconvenient. Why are you doing this? Just do what you've always done. But if the tables were turned, they wouldn't care about your convenience. They wouldn't care about your comfortability. They would not hesitate to put you in your place. And if you take the time to think about it, they're not hesitating right now. You are inconvenienced. You are uncomfortable. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about your pain. They just want you to get over it. Just do it. And that's not how things go. Everything has an expiration date. And for people railroading you, now it's time for that to expire. And the way that expires is that you enforce a boundary, a God-honoring boundary. So for those who haven't already, I encourage you to listen to parts 1 through 17 of this series and share it with someone who needs some encouragement in this area. There is absolutely nothing wrong with enforcing God-honoring boundaries, although some people won't understand that God told you to do it, and God told you to enforce a boundary with them. They won't understand it. They don't want you enforcing that boundary because it keeps them in check as it relates to you. And for some, that's the first time they've ever been put in their place. Now, it's okay for them to put people in certain places in their life, but when you enforce a boundary keeping them in their place, they don't know what to do. They can't stand that. They're not in control of that boundary. They have to tear that boundary down. So, enforce the boundary. That's what this series is about. The Motivational AIM, God Understands the Pain of the Boundary, addresses just that. God knows exactly how you feel when you have to enforce a boundary. He knows. And I want to refer to Genesis, the first through the third chapters, and I encourage you to read those chapters as a review when you have an opportunity. But God created Adam and Eve, okay? God planted a garden. In this garden, God made all kinds of trees, guard of the ground. The trees were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. There was a river watering the garden. The river flowed to a land of gold. God created this garden and put man in the garden to take care of it and work it. And some of you are familiar with this story. All right, this is just a review and a recap. But God commands the man that you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. God created a companion for the man, which was Eve, and God formed and created animals and all kinds of birds in the sky. So you can see and hear that God set up this perfect area, this perfect home, this perfect residence for Adam and Eve. They lived in the perfect condition. They didn't have a care in the world. God gave them a business, a place to live, some transportation, food, comfort, rest, protection. They had it going on. But one day the serpent came to Eve and said, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Eve responded to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." Then the serpent tells Eve, "You won't certainly die. You will not die. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God." Then the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of the fruit and she ate it. Eve also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then Adam and Eve heard the Lord walking and they hid from the Lord among the trees. And God called out, "Where are y'all? Where are you?" Adam responds, "Lord, I heard you in the garden, so I hid because I was afraid and naked." And God said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree I commanded you not to eat from?" Then Adam said, "Lord, this woman that you put here with me gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." You see how he just blamed her for a boundary he knew he was supposed to enforce when it came to God's word. Then the Lord asked Eve, "What is this you've done?" And she responds, "Lord, the serpent deceived me and I ate." And as you read the chapters, you will discover that God deals with the serpent, God deals with the woman, and God deals with the man. And then the Lord banished them. The Lord enforced a boundary with Adam and Eve. He put them out of the Garden of Eden to work, and God was not playing about the boundary he enforced with them. He even put cherubim, angels, with flaming swords flashing back and forth to guard the way of the tree of life. So God wasn't playing about that boundary. And of course, when you read Genesis the first through the third chapters, you will gain even more insight and details. But I'm just giving you a general sense and general recap of what happened. God enforced a boundary with his children. God enforced a boundary with those he loved. When you read what God said about each one of them, you know he was upset. But those were the consequences for everybody that crossed the boundary. God provided and gave specific instructions on what not to do. He enforced boundaries in each body, Adam, Eve, and the serpent. They violated the boundary marker. When God enforces a boundary, you have to stick to that boundary. You don't have to. You should. You should aim to stick to the boundary. Now, there will be people who know the boundaries God has set for you. They know you are a child of God. They know God puts you in environments to thrive and succeed. They know you are anointed. They know you are unique. They know you are special. And what they will do is study you and watch you, similar to what the serpent did with Adam and Eve. These individuals will study you. They will watch you. They will watch what you do and they will watch what you don't do. And what you don't do is the very thing that they will persuade you to do. The boundaries God told you to enforce will be the very thing that they will encourage you to do. They want you to go against God. They want you to cross the boundary. And they will stay in your ear about it too, telling you how things are not that bad. It's not that bad. I mean, goodness. I mean, everybody's doing that. And they're going to say anything to you to desensitize you. I mean, why you feel like you got to stay away from your kinfolk? Why you got to, like, leave your relatives and your family behind? I mean, all families go through issues. Everybody got something going on. Why you feel like you got to enforce a boundary where people don't abuse you anymore? Why are you doing that? See, they'll say anything to make you second guess what you're doing. The aim is to desensitize you, to make you feel bad about what you're doing. I mean, it's not all that bad. And Satan will use words, images, and conversations, and even peer pressure to make you feel that what you're doing is too much. I mean, you're going overboard. I mean, you're overreacting. God knows your heart. I mean, just do it. He'll forgive you. Didn't God say he loved you? And before you know it, if you're listening to it, if you are second guessing it, if you are playing on the boundary marker, hanging on the boundary marker, entertaining things on the other side of the boundary that you shouldn't be entertaining, you'll find yourself listening to that stuff and considering it, and you'll even compromise form. That's why you don't play on the boundary marker. You declare God's word and you stand on the word, and you don't play on the boundary marker with Satan or the enemy. That's what you don't do. That's what they want you to do. They want you to reconsider what God said. Reconsider what God told you not to do. Reconsider what God told you to do. Reconsider the boundary God told you to enforce. He wants you to look at the boundary and say, that's kind of harsh. I mean, I didn't have to make the line that thick. I didn't have to make the boundary, you know, that big. I mean, this is pushing other people away. I didn't want to be pushed away. I mean, am I wrong for doing this? Man, did God tell me to enforce this boundary? I mean, it seems like ever since I enforced a boundary, things aren't that bad. I mean, I feel like this is kind of harsh. Seems like a harsh thing to do to somebody. I mean, things really can't be that bad. I mean, it's true, every family has problems. Every friendship goes through ups and downs. I mean, maybe I could just move this boundary marker and go ahead and just try and see one more time. Let me just see one more time. If things are really the way that God said they were, I'll go ahead and enforce the boundary mark again. I mean, let me go ahead and move it. Because if I do move it, then I can gain some experience and I have some more insight if I move it. Don't move it. Because you don't know if you'll have another chance to enforce a boundary. You don't know what your life's going to be like. If God told you to enforce a boundary, it could be a matter of life and death. Even though at the time it looks, it's not that bad. You don't know what bad is. God knows the future. You don't. That's why we can't lean on our own understanding. We have to lean on the understanding of God, because he understands all things. And he has our best interest in mind. Don't move the boundary marker. Satan's words are deceptive. That is the game of Satan. He is trying to deceive you. He wants to deceive you. His game, his aim is to deceive you. And when he deceives you, his work is done, because he won't move anything. The deception is for you to move it and disobey God. You sinned on your own. You did that. He wants you to destroy yourself. That's what he does. That's the name of his game. He has no new tricks. He deceives. Where people don't look at the truth, they look at the lie. And the lie is maximized. Satan will have the lie maximized in your mind. And then he wants you to start saying stuff out loud to yourself, declaring lies. And before you know it, you're doing a lie. You're engaging in a lie. You're moving boundary markers because of a lie. And when that damage, danger, and destruction rushes in because of a boundary marker you moved that God told you to enforce, he's just sitting on the sideline. His hands are clean, even though they're not. He didn't touch anything. He made you touch it by deceiving you. That's why you can't play. You cannot play on the boundary marker. Satan uses the same trick all of the time. Deception. He wants you to hurt yourself. And after you hurt yourself, he just goes to the next person, deceiving them. And going back to Eve and the serpent. When the serpent was talking to Eve, Adam was right there. We don't hear about him saying a word. We just know he took the fruit and ate it. And that is a lesson for us too. When you hear deception going on, don't entertain it. When you hear someone you're close to being deceived, you enforce a boundary and you speak the truth and you stand on the truth. Now, everybody has a responsibility to enforce their own boundaries, and you can't make anybody do anything. But if you speak the truth and somebody still wants to entertain the deception, you did what you were supposed to do, and you still enforce your boundary. And you don't move your boundary marker because somebody wants to entertain deception. Or somebody wants to test out their curiosity in what God told them not to do and where God told them not to go. Do what God said. You speak out against it. And if somebody is persistent in doing wrong, now you have to enforce a boundary with them. Now it's sad, but this is all going on. Satan deceiving, or the serpent deceiving Eve. Adam just standing there. They both eat the fruit of what God told them not to eat of. And guess what? God saw it all. He watched his children choose to move the boundary marker. A boundary was enforced, and they elected to go against the boundary. You can see in this story how God's boundary exposed the lack of an enforced boundary. God kept his boundary, but Adam and Eve, they did not keep theirs. They did not enforce theirs. And guess what? When they did not enforce the boundaries, they exposed themselves. They were exposed. And they said it with their own mouth. Lord, we hid from you because we were naked. They were shamed from not enforcing the boundaries and following God's boundaries for them. They were exposed. They were afraid. The boundary was the protection for them. See, when we cross boundaries that God has in place for us, we feel the same way. We feel exposed. When a person violates the boundaries established in a relationship, a sense of exposure and nakedness happens, or shame happens. Whatever they did to cross the boundary, it's exposed and it lays bare for all to see. And what tends to happen, people hide when they cross established boundaries. People run away. And people are trying to make garments. They're trying to make up stories. They're trying to make up narratives. They're trying to create these plans to cover up what they crossed. But God sees right through that. Discernment sees right through that. And then the blame game starts. Because accountability and responsibility is nowhere in sight. that happens when people cross boundaries, when people don't enforce boundaries. God enforces the consequences to those actions. And in this case with Adam and Eve, when they crossed a boundary and they did not enforce the boundaries God told them to enforce, God banished them from this perfect world that they were living in, this perfect condition, this perfect home, everything they needed. God enforced a boundary with them. That's what banish means, to send somebody away, to forbid the person to come back. Translation, enforced a boundary. God enforced a boundary with Adam and Eve. They couldn't come back to the place they once had access to. They had everything made. Resources galore. They were in the right conditions, perfect conditions. Right temperature, right food, right home. All bills paid, just easy breezy living. They could study God's word all day, talk to God all day, work their own hours. But once they crossed a boundary, they were banished. And then God enforced another boundary that no, you will never come back to these conditions because I have to watch you. Because while you were in my care, and I gave you what I gave you, you went on and consumed what I told you not to consume. No, you can't come back here. You need to go figure out what you're going to go do. Because I've enforced a boundary here. You can't come in. And let me enforce one more. You will most definitely no longer have access to what you had with me. Because these angels are in place to ensure you can't come back. I love you though. But no, things aren't the same. Now, God didn't abandon them because he set them up with clothes and tools to go make it outside of the home he gave them. But when they crossed boundaries, he had to let them know, I'm not playing with you. I say what I mean and I mean what I say. Now, as I said, I love you. I love both of y'all. Oh, I love y'all. Y'all my children. And I see you crying. I see it's hard for you. I see things aren't the same. And I know you don't know what you're going to do. I'm still here. I'm still going to guide you. But you're not coming back over here. You're not. I know things will not be the same. Because when you were with me, you didn't have to worry about all of that labor. You didn't have to break a sweat. My ground was blessed. But since you crossed me, things are going to be hard for you. The ground is going to cause you to toil. You will have to go get your own food. Everything depends on what you produce on your own. And how you start is how you'll finish. I mean, I made you from dust and you will return back to dust. But I love you though. I do love you. Don't forget that. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you can't come back here. Eve, oh, you're going to go through a lot of pains in life. But I love you. Adam, it's going to be rough for you, son. But I love you. Now, God heard their cries. He heard their heavy hearts. He saw their eyes of, oh, my goodness, where are we going to go? He saw the fear in their eyes. He could hear the anxiety going on within them of, what are we going to do? I wish I would have just listened. Lord, he heard them crying out. Lord, give me another chance. Please just give us another chance, Lord. Lord, it's hot out here. I mean, I can't see, Lord. Lord, you for real, Lord? He heard all of that, but God stuck to the boundary he enforced. And God knows exactly how you feel too. When you cross boundaries that you have to stick to. And he knows how you feel when people cross boundaries with you and you have to stick to the boundary you enforced with people. He knows how you feel when these people look at you on the other side of that boundary wishing they could come talk to you. They wish they could just come where you are. They wish that they could just be in right standing with you. But you know that they can't come back. They could never have access to you the way that they had access with you before. They can't talk to you the same. They can't reach you the same. They don't have the freedom to speak to you the same. The access is restricted and sometimes denied. You don't look at them the same. You love them. You forgive them. You hope that they are blessed, but that boundary is enforced. You aren't saying, oh, I enforced a boundary and they can come right on back. I mean, I know I closed these doors, but no, come on. No, you're not doing that. You possibly have it set up like God. They can't even find the doors to come back to you. They don't even know where the doors are. They don't even know how to come at you anymore because the relationship is not the same. The time is not the same. The mindsets are not the same. The entrance is closed. The only way access is granted if God tells someone, okay, you can move the boundary marker and let them in. But if it's not that, the boundary remains enforced. God knows it hurts you to see them struggling. God knows it hurts you to see them in shame, hurt, regretting what happened. God knows it seems extra, all of these boundaries that you're enforcing. But he is also watching to see if you will enforce the boundaries before he enforces one on you. Just like what he was doing with Adam when it came to the serpent and Eve. He was looking to see, okay, I told him what to do. Is he going to enforce the boundary with the serpent? Is he going to enforce the boundary with the woman? Is he going to enforce the boundary with himself and make sure he doesn't eat it? So God is looking at all of that. God is looking to see if you will be deceived. Will you play on the boundary marker? Will you pretend a boundary doesn't need to be enforced when he told you what the boundary was? It's not a game. He knows people will not like the boundary. He knows you feel for them. He sees you helping them out as you're about to enforce the boundary. He knows you want to reach out to them in the way you used to reach out to them. He knows all of that. But it's all about obedience. Will you enforce the boundary? Because if you don't, you will be in some trouble for acquiescing to the lack of boundaries. And you will see how he will go ahead and create a list of consequences for you too. Yes, it will be difficult to enforce boundaries, but boundaries are necessary. You have to or you should keep in mind what you will lose if or what you will go through if you don't do what God says. Yes, God loves you, but you will go through some things you don't need to go through if you find yourself not enforcing God honoring boundaries. You will enforce some boundaries and you'll be on one side of the boundary and the people you enforce the boundary with will be on the other side. You'll see them with tears in their eyes. You'll see them cursing you out, yelling at you. You'll see them upset, but you have to be strong enough to look back and keep that boundary up. You have to withstand the bystanders saying, why did you enforce that God-honoring boundary? Why'd you do that to them? They are sad. All they did was cross the boundary. I mean, it's not all that bad. That's your family. That's your friend. That's your coworker. I mean, that's your neighbor. Why would you enforce a boundary? I mean, you doing all of that because God told you to do it? That sounds kind of harsh. You doing all of that because you were crossed? I mean, I understood they crossed you on purpose, but my goodness. Why you have to do that? I mean, you only live once, and I mean, you're going to enforce boundaries with people? No matter what people tell you, no matter what they say, you keep that boundary marker intact. Don't move it. Don't erase it. Don't do it. It doesn't matter what people are talking about. It doesn't matter if people understand why you have the boundary up. If God told you to enforce the boundary, you do it. Some individuals don't need to have access to you anymore. That level of intimacy is gone. It's over. And if you're feeling some type of way, oh my goodness, I can't believe, I don't know about this boundary, go to God in prayer and ask Him to guide you and give you the strength to stick to the boundary He told you to enforce. Enforce the boundary now. People are crossing you. God is telling you to do something, do it. Because you don't want to be 50 years down the road not enforcing boundaries and complaining about the same people crossing you time and time again. And all you had to do was enforce a boundary 50 years prior where you wouldn't be thinking about or dealing with some things had you obeyed God. Don't play with enforcing boundaries. It might be tough, but you must, or you should make it your aim to stick with it. And as I stated earlier, it's not easy, but keep casting your cares on God because He cares for you and He knows what you're going through when you have to enforce boundaries. And the scripture I would like to leave you with today is 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, and it states, "Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you." And I selected this scripture to encouragingly remind you that God knows how it feels when you enforce boundaries because He does it all of the time. He knows what it feels like when people cross boundaries. He knows how it feels when He has to enforce boundaries with His children. He knows how it feels when He has to enforce a boundary with you. He loves you, but there's some things that He's not going to allow you to do and get away with. He knows how the enforcer feels, and He knows how the crosser feels. But we have to remain obedient to what God told us to do. We have to keep that boundary marker in place because God is looking to see if we will keep the boundaries He's enforced with us. It's not a game. So whenever you feel sad, exhausted, overwhelmed, uncertain, anxious, worried, guilty, cast your cares on God because He cares for you. But keep that boundary enforced as God works everything together for your good. I want to thank you for tuning in. Visit drkenitrabryant.com to download some Bible study content I have on the site. You can also order some inspirational apparel. Feel free to check me out on the YouVersion Bible app and on Instagram at Aim Towards the Target. Enjoy your day. Peace and God bless.